We left off yesterday. We spent much of the shiur discussing what the suas for the din of chatzis shiur osa min haTorah is. How do you know that if a person eats less than a kazayas, of chaylev, nevelos, nevelos, etc., so he is in violation of an issa deraisa? Not everybody even knew that. Half the Amoraim in our sugya didn't know that. Rish Lakish didn't know that. But we pasken that halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, like Ravashi's conclusion in our sugya, that in fact chatzis shiur osa min haTorah. The reason why we spend so much time in it is because the Gemara seems to give us two different sources. One is a pasuk, one is a svar. We spent a lot of time yesterday with Tosfos and Ran to figure out why, at the end of the day, we really did both. But when all the dust settles, that's the din. The chatzis shiur osa min haTorah, bein mitam pasuk, bein mitam svar. However, one could raise a fundamental question in terms of lamdus, how to understand this halacha of chatzis shiur osa min haTorah. And it really touches upon an almost basic contradiction we left off with the shiur yesterday. There's really a basic fundamental tension within the sugya of chatzis shiur osa min haTorah in the following sense, that we do have this halacha Moshe Sinai sitting in front of us called shiurim. We said shiurim or halacha Moshe Sinai. The number kazayis was not an arbitrary number that the rabbis made up. It's a halacha Moshe Sinai. Each provision of Moshe Rabbeinu is a shiur called kazayis. And less than a kazayis, you're not chayiv for eating chazir. You're not chayiv eating chayiv. You're not chayiv eating chametz and pesach. So there is an absolute chayiv yavor, a shiur called halacha Moshe Sinai. This is the amount of achila. And yet at the same time we're saying, well, you ate chazir, you ate chaylev, you ate chametz and pesach, but I didn't eat it. I ate less than a shiur. So did I eat it or did I not eat it? Is that called achila? It's not called achila. So hilchos, halacha Moshe Sinai, shiur and halacha Moshe Sinai, a point in the direction that you did not do an achilas chazir, you did not do an achilas chaylev. On the other hand, we're saying chatzis shiur osa min haTorah, that we accuse you in effect of yes eating. So what's the answer to that dilemma? So there really seem to be two fundamental different approaches. We're going to see that we've shown them some very, very real nafkaminas ladina. So one approach is to take that in Okinami, that the halacha Moshe Sinai has defined for us what achila means. And kach nemra halacha, if you look up in the encyclopedia, that is the definition of achila chayk lo yavor, ein achila pachas b'gazayis. It is not called a ma'is achila. So what did I do when I ate less than a shear of chaza, less than a shear of chaylev? What did I do? I'll tell you what I didn't do. I didn't violate losoch l'chazir. I did not eat chazir. So why is it asa min haTorah? Called it a new iser. It's called chatzis shiur osa min haTorah. It's an iser of chatzis shiur. I did not eat chazir. I did not eat chaylev. I did not eat nevelos. I did not eat basmachov. I did not eat Yom Kippur. I didn't eat because I didn't do the basic definition of achila. What's the iser? It's an iser b'fnei atzmo. It's an iser chadash. It's a brand new iser called chatzis shiur osa min haTorah. But it's not part and parcel of the original iser of achilas chazir, achilas chaylev, etc. Or maybe no. Maybe we have it all wrong. Maybe the word achila is a little bit of a floating word. It means different things in different contexts. When the halacha Moshe Mesirai says that ein achila pachas b'kazayis, that's not really what it says. What it really says is vis-a-vis the world of onshin, ein achila pachas b'kazayis. But legabi isurim, you ate chazir. I only ate one little morsel of chazir, but it doesn't matter. You ate chazir. So legabe isurim, you are in the same level of violation of chazir, whether you had a one bite or you had an entire sandwich. You ate chazir. Vis-a-vis paskining onshin shilas, then kach never lochor sina in the realm of onshin, so ein achila pachas b'kazayis. So basically what we're saying, in terms of at least conceptually, the person who sits down and has half a kazayis of chazir, so we're pointing a finger of accusation and saying, you violated an issa deraisa. That's given. Nobody passes like Rish Lakish anymore. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan chatzis shiur osa min haTorah, and we're pointing that accusation and saying, you violated, question one, what did you violate? So according to the first tzad in the Chakira, you did not violate chazir. You did not violate losoch l'chazir. What you violated is a new issa called chatzis shiur osa min haTorah. According to the second understanding, you violated chazir. No different than the person who ate an entire sandwich of chazir. The only thing is that Nuchas Onshin, they're going to part ways, but Nuchas Yisurim, it's the identical Isser. So it sounds like a very fancy alumdash hakira. At the end of the day, what's the difference? The bottom line is chatzis shiur osa min haTorah. So deraisa you violated. The bottom line is you're not getting onshin anyway, because that's what the halacha Moshe Sinai says. So does it really make much of a difference whether we call you a violator of chatzis shiur osa min haTorah, or we call you a violator of chazir? At the end of the day, you did it in the deraisa. in the end of the day, you're not going to be Chai Malkus. So what's the difference? So this sets the stage for the Ramban and the fifth of the Marmakamos, where the Ramban makes reference to a Gemara Maseches Krisos. For Garcina, it's the Ramban in Sefer Torah Sa'adam. Ramban wrote an entire Sefer about Torah Sa'adam, which deals with many things related to it. You know, Cholim and other related, you know, Misa. Then he has a piece at the end in terms of Schaiva Onesh. A lot of things related to that type of mindset. So here he has something concerning Cholim. For Garcina, be Krisos Berach Amalo, he makes reference to a Sugi Maseches Krisos. He Tirulo Ubra Lecho Pachos Mikashir Bipnea Sakona. If you have a woman who is pregnant and she's experiencing some kind of a medical difficulties, and the doctor signs up that it's dangerous and she has to eat. So the halacha is, you give a pachas mikashir to eat. Since it's dangerous for her to eat, so give her something to eat. Even if she needs to eat chazir, she needs to eat nevelas, you don't have any kosher food around, it's okay. You can give it to eat, but just make sure it's less than a kashir. So the Gemara says, wait a second, and the Gemara asks the question, if it's really dangerous, and the doctor says she has to eat more than a kashir, so obviously you have to fear that also. So, if we're dealing with the chola she'ein v'sakana, why are we letting anything? If we're dealing with the chola she'eish v'sakana, that's what the Braisa says, that if it's a chola she'eish v'sakana, why are we putting the brakes and saying, only less than a shear, but more than a shear we're not going to let. If it's really a sakana, we should have let even more than a shear. So Amar Papa says, you misunderstood the Braisa. Amar Papa. Hakiktani, he tirul al ubra lecho pachas pachas b'kashir, v'yafilu tuva b'nei sakana. What the Brice is saying is almost two different levels, and saying, we're dealing with a cholash yesh b'sakana, correct. And even though she's a cholash yesh b'sakana, we would like to give a pachas b'kashir first. If we can get away with pachas b'kashir, matov. Because after all, why give us something that she's chayav courage for chayav malchus if you don't have to? So if the doctor says, listen, this woman does not have to eat an entire meal, she needs a couple of bites of food. So give her the few bites of food. But what if she really does need more? Then of course we're going to give her whatever she needs. So that's what the brisa means. So klomar, so now the Ramban paraphrases Rav Papa. Shafilu tzricha l'kashir machkinos ha-pachos pachos k'dei shelo yitztarev k'zayis l'echelos pras. Even in a situation where we're going to feed her more than the shear, let's give it to her in small amounts, and we'll have breaks, we'll have intervals in between, and that way you'll never reach the shear, because there's a second half of the shear of kezayis. The halacha b'shtina is that kezayis has to be b'chdei chilos pras. You have to have that kezayis within the amount of time that would take you to eat a pras, which we mentioned yesterday, is much, much more than a kezayis. There are different opinions in Rishonim whether it comes out to the amount to eat three eggs or four eggs, and an egg is either a third or a half of kezayis, either twice or kezayis is one third or one half of a kebetza. So you're talking about a significant large ratio. If you ate a kezayis b'chdei chilos pras, then and only then are you chayv the onesh. So therefore, the Brice is telling us as follows. Somebody comes to you, a chayla comes to you, and the doctor says this person must eat nevela, nothing, there's no kosher food, he must eat meat right away. I'm not sure what doctor's giving you that prescription, but he's got to eat meat right away. So we say, okay, Nebuch, we have to give him nevela, let's give him a little bit first. So the doctor says, okay, you can give him a little bit. So we give him a half a kezayis. Doctor says, no, he needs more. Half a kezayis is not going to do the trick. So we say, okay, doctor, can we wait for a few minutes? You can wait a few minutes. So we wait, whatever number, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever you think the number is, you wait, then you give him another half a kezayis. The doctor says, that's okay. Every 10 minutes, give him a half a kezayis. That's great. So it's exactly what the Gemara says we do. Now, we're familiar with this model from Yom Kippur. This is very, very common in Yom Kippur. Most of the time, people who have to, quote, unquote, break their fast in Yom Kippur, it's usually for drinking. Once in a while, a person has to eat also, but most people who are not fasting in Yom Kippur are usually because they have to drink. So we say to the person, okay, we'll give you a little bit of drink now. Then we'll wait a little bit. We'll give you a little bit of drink later. Wait a little bit. Drinking is a question, what exactly the shear is, what exactly the interval is. That's a little bit of a question, but we usually treat it like the same as achila. So what we usually do is, we'll give you a little bit of like a little schnapps glass of water, a little juice or something, a little Gatorade, whatever it is. We'll give you a little bit, and if the doctors approve of this method, then we'll say, let's wait for 10 minutes, give another little glass, wait for 10 minutes, another little glass, etc. That's usually what we do again. If it's necessary, the doctors say, we can't play games, got to give a lot of liquid right away, then all better off, and they give whatever they need. But 95% of the time, this is going to suffice in terms of somebody drinking on Yom Kippur. Sometimes, if it's not from doctor, so if the patient will ask the doctor, can I drink a pachas b'kashir, and they'll start to describe to the doctor what that means. So very often, I've gotten the response, the doctor gets very, very nervous. They never heard of such a thing. The doctor says, no, you have to get it hydrated. You have to be hydrated. So I tell the patient, listen, explain to the doctor. Do the math for the doctor. I'm telling you to drink approximately 1 ounce every 10, 15 minutes. If you do that, you will be drinking 10 times more than you drink on a regular day. So if it's an awful lot of liquid. If you just think about it, 1 ounce, every 10 minutes, which is the biggest shear of Knechem's process, 9 minutes. So you're talking about 6 ounces an hour over the course they're up for 15 hours or so. Am I correct? That's a pretty good amount of liquid. Most of us probably don't drink anywhere near that amount on a regular day. So comes the Gemara Maseches Kisitin says, we opt for pachas b'kashir, we opt to do it, what we call today, kashirin. If we can't, so then we can't. If the doctor says you're not allowed to do it that way, then we have to defer to the doctor. But if we can, we try to do it pachas b'kashir. So comes the Ramban and continues, even though the Gemara happens to be talking about a mubar, it's about a pregnant woman who's experiencing difficulties, the Ramban says there's no difference between a pregnant woman and any other chola, so we're going to do the same thing. We're going to try to knock it down from an Isser Karas or an Isser Malchus to an Isser of Chatzishir, in a sense. So that's a good thing. That's something that we're going to aim for. So now the Ramban poses a question. The Im Tishal. You may pose the following question, asks the Ramban. Imkein, lama omru machilno so akal akal. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that if you have a chol sheyesh persakona, and the doctor says he must eat, doesn't say what he has to eat, he's got to get some nutrition right away, and nebuch our bad luck, all the food in front of us is treif. We have no kosher food available, but we have different degrees of treif of food. Let's say, for example, we have tevel in front of us, means produce that hasn't had trumas and mice are separated, and we have truma in front of us. Both of them are problematic. A non-chola obviously cannot eat either of them, but now we have a chol, and we want to know which one should we give them. So the Gemara says, you give them the lesser of the two evils. The only problem is, as a machlek is at Tanoim, which is the lesser of the two evils, tevel or truma. But if you would have a clear-cut case of lesser of two evils, you would give the lesser of the two. So let's say, for example, I have a piece of nevel in front of me, animal that wasn't shechted properly, and I have a piece of chelev in front of me. And the doctor says, this guy needs meat immediately. Which one do you give? So it's a no-brainer. You give them the veil. Why? The veil is only lav, it's only malchus. Chelev is an issachares. So you obviously go for what's called machilna so akalakal tchila. So comes the Ramban and now puts together these two Gemaras. The Gemara in Yuma says you must go for the lesser of the two. And the Gemara in Kriso says, we're always aiming to give pachas b'kashir. Yes, the Ramban, wait a second. Says the Ramban, why are we bending over backwards to give you less than a shear of nevela rather than less than a shear of chelev? Less than a shear, they're on the same level. Less than a shear, neither of them has a disakaris to it. The only thing that made chelev more chomer than nevela is that chelev gavalt, kares, gefelach, stay away from kares. Who's touching kares? We're nowhere near kares. Because we're following the guidelines of the Gemara increases that say, anyway, give you pachas b'kashir. So if Balav Ochi were giving you pachas b'kashir, what's the difference in chelev and nevela? So why does the Gemara tell us in Yuma you have to give a hoshia kloli, nebuch, the guy's sick, the doctor say, give him to eat, and we're having a hoshia kloli, which is the more chum, which is the more kal? What are you wasting your time? Every give him whatever he needs. It's all the same anyway. Nothing. There's no chorus anyway. There's no malchus anyway. There's no hoshia anyway. It's all pachas b'kashir. That's the Ramban's kasha. So the Ramban says, no. Afilu hachi, kevan de b'shi'uran chamurin zemizel onshin, afi pachas b'kashir, chumo shoze yosef b'chumo shoze. So comes Ramban and says, no. Even though in reality nobody's getting your own ashir. In reality, we're talking about pachas b'kashir. It doesn't matter. Pachas b'kashir of chelev is more chamur than pachas b'kashir of nevela. So lomdus in the Ramban. So even though in this particular case of eating pachas b'kashir, no one's ever going to get malchus. Bottom line is, no matter what you ate, if you ate less than a shear, there's no malchus. Afal pichein, in the hierarchy of Isurim, chelev is still more chomer. So even though in this particular case it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference, chelev has a quality, has a characteristic to it that makes it more chomer, since in theory it would have kares in it. That's enough to elevate chelev above nevela, to insist that give the guy nevela rather than chelev. That's the Ramban's first answer. But now the Ramban backpedals, backtracks. Inami, says the Ramban. Hasa b'sha'amdu l'kashir Futzach lebechtei tziruf. Says the Ramban. In Hochinami, my question is better than my first answer, says the Ramban. That if the doctor would say the fellow only needs pachs b'kashir, we would not make a fuss. We'd say, because of day. You want to try chalev today? Now's your opportunity to taste a little bit of chalev. You want to eat neveli, you want to eat true chalev, you want to eat tevi, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's pachs b'kashir anyway. What's the difference? The only time there's a din of machimus or a kalakal tchila, when do we bend over backwards to give him the lesser of the two evils? That's for the fellow who the doctor prescribes to eat more than a kazayas. But if the doctor prescribes less than a kazayas suffices, then in Hochinami there's no need to make a hierarchy in halacha. So the Ramban, in these two lines, just told us something very, very basic. The Ramban just told us, this requirement in the halacha of machil noso ha-kalakal tchila, that we insist on giving lower level isurim rather than higher level isurim, is this true only in a case we're eating more than a kazayas? Or is this true even in a case we're eating less than a kazayas? When does this requirement exist? What is the nekuda samachlokis? What's the point of contention between the two opinions of the Ramban? What is the Ramban really saying? What's the lumdus for the two opinions of the Ramban? So it seems very clear what the Ramban is actually not quite sure about is our very chakira. What was bothering us 10 minutes ago is exactly what's bothering the Ramban as well. Namely, if you hold that the nature of the din of chatzi shiras min haTorah is that you're not eating chalev, you're not eating nevela, you're not eating anything because it's not called a ma'aseh achila, you're violating a newfangled issur called chatzi shir asim in the Torah. That newfangled issur is the same issur whether you're eating chayv, nevela, bas, mechalav, treifus, chametz, it doesn't matter. You're in violation of chatzi shir asim in the Torah. It's the same issur. It's what we call in halacha, an issur klali. It's a generalized halacha called chatzi shir asim in the Torah that has nothing to do with the original issur anymore. If it has nothing to do with the original list, the Ramban stuck right. The kasha is a good kasha. So he said, so why are we driving that crazy? They're all on equal footing. Everything is on equal footing. It must be, like the Ramban second teretz, that when the Gemara requires kal kal tchili, you have to eat, give him the lesser of the two. Hocha b'maya skinan, he's eating more than a kazayas. But if he's eating less than a kazayas, then all bets are off, do whatever you want. But the Ramban, the first answer, didn't say that. The Ramban, the first answer, said no. Even though Lamaisa, this guy, is not Chaya Malchus, because he's not eating a Kezayas, but the Isser of Chaylev, even in the lesser Kezayas mode, is still more Chomer than the Vela. Why is that? Because in that territory, in the first territory, Ramban is learning, Tachlis, you're violating Chaylev versus you're violating the Vela. Even though it's true quantitatively, they happen to be the same. There's no onus for either because it's less than a kazayas. But qualitatively, they're different isurim. That since the Torah does normally attach courage to chaylev, that indicates to us that chaylev is a more serious breach, more serious violation. And therefore, machir so kal kal tchila will apply, even though you personally ate less than a kazayas. So this the kud of the Ramban, this shayla the Ramban is being noches to, that do we say that we're going to insist on kal kal tchila, we're going to make a whole fuss, make a whole shir klali as to what the hierarchy of Yisurin is? Does that concept make any sense when we're anyway giving you only a bachas b'kashir? So one opinion the Ramban says, yes, it makes sense. One opinion says, no. Because one opinion maintains that chatzi shir is an issa prati. You're violating chaylev. So it's better to violate nevel than to violate chaylev. Whereas the other opinion says, you're not violating anything. If I let you knew it's a quote, Chatzi Shir Asim B'Torah, that's the same whether you're eating Chaylev or Nevela. That seems to be the point that the Ramban is raising. However, L'chora, one of the answers to the Ramban seems to be almost like a little bit of a dochok, like a little bit of an okimta teretz, that Gemara that said that Machil Nasal Kal Kal Tchila, by the way, that Gemara is talking about the one in a million cases, the crazy case, where you have to eat more than a kazayas. So whenever you have that kind of a teretz, that statement of the Gemara was only talking about, we put it into a box and say, by the way, don't take that Gemara so literally. It doesn't mean it all the time. It only means when it's more, when you're eating more than a kazayas. So we always get a little bit nervous about that kind of a teretz. You know, the Gemara didn't limit it. The Gemara didn't put it into a box. So like, who are we to put it into a box? So maybe that issue that the Ramban is willing to put into a box, they're willing to say, that Gemara, don't take the Gemara too seriously. That Gemara is only for the once in a million years that the guy's eating more than a kazayas. Not so simple. Because that halacha that the Gemara tells us in Krisos, they have to try to give the person less than a shear. That was the starting point of what we were saying. A chola comes to us, and it's Tuesday, and he has to eat nevela. The doctor prescribes nevela. So we bend over backwards and say, oh, less than a shear, please. Please don't eat the full shear yet. Doctor, can we have the green light, deepak, so we can shear? The doctor says, yes. So you're not allowed to give him a shear shalom. Is that always true? Is that halacha always correct? That we always try to give pachas b'kashir? The Gemara sounds that way. Not so simple. So there's a famous word for Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Brisker held that that din that you're supposed to give a person pachas b'kashir is not always true. Says Reb Chaim, it depends on the following. Only a brisker Reb Chaim could say there are two halachas of cholim. There are two kinds of cholish yesh persakonis. Not all cholish yesh persakonis are on equal footing conceptually in the following sense. Sometimes you have an individual who has already met the standards of being a cholish yesh persakonis. You look at the person, and in true brisker terminology, he's a gavra of a cholim. He is already in a situation of being a cholish yesh persakonis. Right now, by Sheo Shom, he's already crossed that threshold of being a gavra sheyesh of a cholish yesh persakonis. He's laying in the hospital, he just had a heart attack, just had major surgery, whatever the medical background is, he's right now, by Sheo Shom, he's a cholish yesh persakonis. But then you have another kind of a cholah, who right now is not yesh persakonis. Right now, he's walking around, he's fine. Elawat, he has some kind of an issue that can become aggravated if he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't do X, Y, and Z. He's a, let's say, a marshal, he's a diabetic. Right now, he's fine. There's nothing wrong. But he is prone to going into diabetic shock. That could become a cholish yesh persakonis. He's a person who right now is fine, but he's the type of person who very often he dehydrates right away, and he's very, very prone to fainting, and he's going to get all kind of complications. So if you have a person like that, right now, he's not a gavra sheyesh persakonis. On the other hand, I think it has a phrase going medicine that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure or something like that. So that's true in halacha also, that we don't want to wait till the guy's a cholish yesh persakonis. What? We'll sit around, twiddle our thumbs, and wait till the guy ends up in the emergency room. So if you can do something to prevent that from happening, you're mechuyav to do that also. Even if doing that is going to involve yisurim. Says Reb Chaim, you have two classic scenarios in Yom Kippur. We have this all the time in Yom Kippur. Sometimes a person calls me and says, listen, Rabbi, I have this and this situation. Amamish achayla sheyesh persakonis, literally pshuto kibashmal. A fellow called me once. They had to have emergency surgery every Yom Kippur. So they're laying there in the hospital room. They're chola sheyesh, they're gavra sheyesh persakonis right now. Okay, that's one kind of a chola. Most of the calls that I get before Yom Kippur are something along the following. Rabbi, I have some kind of a potential medical complications that could be aggravated by fasting. The doctor is very weary about me fasting because I may end up, as Gagla Dvarim, as 100 chair, I may end up chas shalom ending up in the hospital because of what's going to happen if I fast. So I'm not mitigating that. I'm not minimizing that chola. And I'll let that chola eat and drink also if they have to. But Reb Chaim argues it's done in a different way. When you're dealing with a chola who's already a chola sheyesh persakonis, there's no need, said Reb Chaim, to minimize the shir. You can have whatever you please. You can sit down and eat and drink normally. If the person's a gavra of a chola sheyesh persakonis, then it's okay. You can do whatever has to be done. The only time Chazal insists on doing it pachas b'kashir is for the second kind of a chayla, because quite frankly, it's not a chayla yet. We're trying to prevent his becoming a chayla. Kol's body doesn't have the shame gavra of a chayla, so then you can only do what's absolutely bare minimum necessary. So if bare minimum suffices, giving him pachas b'kashir, then that's all you're allowed to do for him. So comes Reb Chaim, this tremendous chiddush, and says, half the time we're not giving pachas b'kashir. Half the time we give you more than a kezias. So we were bothered when the Ramban said, how can you tell me that the statement of Chazal, Mechilas, or Kalkal Kolem, is only talking about the guy who's eating more than a kezias? So we said, oh, come on, how often does that happen? According to Reb Chaim, it happens half the time. According to Reb Chaim's breaks on the din, who said that, you always have to give the guy the full amount. The only time we reserve that treatment of pachas b'kashir is only for the fellows not yet a chola. So it's not that we're boxing the Ramban and we're saying, oh yeah, it happens once in a million years. It happens every other day. Half the time, the chola is already. Every person living in the hospital is a chola. So according to Reb Chaim, the Ramban will make a lot of sense. There are some Rabbanim who follow this Reb Chaim, this Manazeh. There are many, many don't. The Mishabur did not pass like this. The Mishabur is explicitly against this. The Mishabur holds that when you have a chola, no matter what kind of chol you have, whether a real chol or not a real chol, whatever it is, bottom line is, more than pachas b'kashir you cannot give unless medicine actually dictates that way. So the Ramban Shtichot Torah, that hocha b'mayaskinon, according to Reb Chaim, is not such a hocha b'mayaskinon, it's fairly common. According to others, it's not as common. But going back to our story, back to the main thrust of our chakira, we still want to know what the nature of chatzis she'asim in the Torah is. Is it a new Isser, or is it almost part of the original Isser?
You said the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. On which point about the Chol Shiur Pasakah?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishnah Berurah says in both cases you have to try to give Pachas B'Gashir. Even the guy who's Bam Shleim in the hospital, if the doctor approves, then you have to give him Pachas B'Gashir also. The Reb Chaim said if he's laying in the hospital already, give him a full meal. Don't even have to ask any questions. And the Mishnah Berurah says no. So there is a very, very confusing Rambam, to say the least. But the Rambam is definitely saying something about our topic. But what you think the Rambam is saying is Kamechak Mizuch Umarim. You have two very, very different approaches. So let's take a look at the Rambam. We'll have a good week on vacation to think about what the Rambam may or may not be saying. But let's at least take a look at this Rambam, the sixth of the Rambam Kamos. It's a Rambam Nuchas Chomitz Matzah, Berk Alef Alach Hazayim. So comes the Rambam and says, the bottom of the Rambam Kamos, Ha'ochel min ha'chomitz atzmo b'Pesach kol shehu. If a person eats even the smallest amount of chomitz on Pesach, hariz asim in ha'Torah. He's in violation of a Torah prohibition. Shenemar lo ye'ochel chomitz. Because after all, the Torah says, don't eat chomitz, lo ye'ochel chomitz. V'yaf ha'pichein, even though you ate less than the shear, and you violated the Torah prohibition, einu chayv kares, you're not chayv kares, o korban if you did a b'shogeg, ela al kashir shu kezayis. Unless you ate a kezayis, you're not going to have any ramifications min ha'Torah. We'll give you a machas durabon or machas marj that we can give to anybody. But in terms of the araisa, in terms of being over the isser, vis a vis kores, chatos, malchus de araisa, less than a shiur is not going to be. So the Rambam just basically paraphrased everything we've been talking about. Shiurim require a kezayis, but chatos shiur also bin a Torah. However, there are multiple problems with this Rambam. The Rambam starts out by telling us that ha'ocha chabitzura atzma bepesach kosher ha'reiz also bin a Torah. What should be the next step of the Rambam? What the Rambam should say is, Kemo shematzina b'chol tar kula. There's nothing new about chometz here. Chatzishir asim l'Torah, by Yom Kippur, chatzishir asim l'Torah, by Bas Mechala, by Nevelis, by Trefus, by Chazet, by Chela, by Da. Chatzishir asim l'Torah. We know that. So why does the Rambam highlight it by chometz and quotes a pasuk, lo yachol chometz, quoting a pasuk indicates that I wouldn't have known it without the pasuk. Why wouldn't I have known without the pasuk? No pun intended. Man ishtana chometz of all other isur. Why is chometz less than anything else? If there's an isur chatzishir by chela, by nefelis, by chazet, based on pesukim, based on tzvah, whatever it is, why do I need to highlight a pasuk dafka by chometz? What's the chiddush of lo yachol chometz by chometz? That's problem number one. Problem number two, if for whatever reason the Rambam thought that I need a pasuk, that chometz somehow needs a special pasuk, this is not the right pasuk to quote. Lo ye ochel chametz. How do you know? Menorah me that you can't have less than a shear. Here's the source. Lo ye ochel. Lo ye ochel. Ein achila pachas v'gezayis. The word achila doesn't mean kezayis. Doesn't mean pachas v'gezayis. It means kezayis. So how in the world could this pasuk serve as the source for chas v'shir of sabit ha-Torah by chametz? So we have two very, very serious problems with the Rambam. These are both, the Kesef Mishnah highlights both of these questions. Number one, we're not sure why the Rambam needed a source in the first place, because we already know, we already learned Yuman Chum, we already know Chatzshiras Torah in all the areas of Halacha. And even if for some deep, dark secret, the Rambam had his reasons that you need a source, this is not a very good source. The source of anything points in the other direction, that Yitaka do need a Kezayis, not less than a Kezayis. So we have a lot of problems with this Rambam, so we have to think for this Rambam on hold for a week or so. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, we come back the following week, so we have to pick up from what this Rambam is or is not saying about it.